Well, you've a terrific dressage today. Talk us through the test first, and how pleased you were with what you've done, because here you are lying second after the cross, after the dressage phase.
No, thank you very much. Yeah, I was absolutely thrilled at the mare. She's just a 9-year-old. We were originally going to enter in the 8-9-year-old class, but she ran brilliantly at Gatcombe in the Open Championships and won the prize there for the youngest horse in the top 10. So we thought we'd have a crack at the CCI here. And she's come on leaps and bounds this year. She was really calm and relaxed in the arena and really let me ride her, and I couldn't have asked more of her.
So, in a sense, do you think you've surprised yourself? You obviously vindicated the decision, but to be lying second, has that exceeded your expectations?
I thought she could do a really good test. She did a 23 in an open intermediate last time out. It was all there. It was just, you know, to do it in the atmosphere. I was really pleased with her attitude. You know, I knew the work was there. It was just to get it all at the right time, so I was thrilled.
OK, you've obviously walked the course now. That's one-third of the job done. So what do you assess the difficulties tomorrow?
Yeah, there's plenty of questions on it. You know, she's a young mare. Like I said, she's done Chatsworth in the Open this year. So she, you know, she's been brilliant cross-country there. Yeah, there's certainly questions like the double of corners early on. The hills will play a part. The rain coming down now, the going should be excellent. But I'd say the hills will take it out of them, so it'll be a true test.
And for you, and cross-country record is good with this horse?
Yeah, she's been amazing this year. The only time she was a little off form was at Tattersall's. She just wasn't herself there. She was heavily in season and just came back. Her bloods weren't quite right. But other than that, she's been double clear every single time, so she's been amazing. Yeah.
And for you overall, how's the season been? Obviously, the frustrations of the European Championships, couldn't get there, but how do you assess the year as a whole?
We've had a great year. We have a lovely team of horses. I'm very fortunate of some great owners and lovely younger horses coming up this year. Actually, Ellie's owners, PJ and Una, have come over today and they saw her test and they bred her as well, so it's a real bonus for them. It's a great day for them. But yeah, it was very frustrating to miss the Europeans. Master Cruz had a foot abscess and just couldn't get it right in time. He's back in work fine now, but just too late. But you know, we had 8th at Babington with him in the spring. We've had great results with the younger horses, so it's been really promising.
And obviously, looking ahead to next year, the World Equestrian Games now will be very much on the agenda.
Yeah, that's the plan.